Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Coming up next week in Winston-Salem, it's the Triad premiere of the 2010 Tony Award nominee for Best Play, Next Fall, by Jeffrey Nofts. Paper Lantern Theater Company will present the thoughtful and moving story from March 15th through the 25th at the Ring Theater at Wake Forest University. Next Fall paints a beautiful and funny portrait of modern romance, asking the hard questions about commitment, love, and faith. Luke believes in God. Adam believes in everything else. The ups and downs they experience in their five-year relationship are on full display with sharp humor and unflinching honesty in Next Fall. Last week, Paper Lantern director Jonathan Brady and actors James French, who plays Luke, who plays Holly, stopped by WUFDD to talk about it. Jonathan filled in for the role of Adam, and he sets the scene.
In the following scene, Adam and Luke are moving into the new apartment, and Holly is come for a visit.
And I thought my place was small.
I told you.
Please don't get him started.
I just don't know where you're going to put everything.
I like my old place better.
Would you relax?
That kitchen is minuscule.
Wait till I unpack everything and put it in its place. It'll look like a palace.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get this thing off.
What thing?
The mezuzah.
The mawawa?
Mezuzah. It keeps evil spirits out of New York apartments.
Actually, I think it protects your firstborn from being slaughtered.
We don't have a firstborn.
It's good luck, babe.
It's ugly.
Luke.
All right, already. Jeez. I don't see how a little metal thing's going to ward off evil spirits anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't see how a golden trumpet's going to signal the end of the world so we're even. He literally believes that, you know, that people are just going to start floating up to heaven.
I never said float.
That, like, Doc Severson or some other dead trumpeter is going to blow his horn three times.
Gabriel?
Yeah, him. And in the blink of an eye.
Twinkling.
Whatever.
Get it right, sister.
All the believers will just disappear.
It's true.
Doc Severson is dead?
You should have heard him this morning on the phone, giggling with his friend Jill.
Ooh, who's Jill? The beard?
She's more like a soul pad.
Hysterically laughing at all the wacky things people will be in the middle of when it happens. Tickled to death at the thought that me being on a plane with a Christian pilot, because a plane will crash and I'll go down with it. See, this is funny to him.
So you really think this thing's going to happen, Luke?
Uh-huh.
Like in our lifetime?
Maybe.
And he and all his cohorts will float or fly or beam or whatever up to heaven while the rest of us go to hell.
That's not exactly how it works.
All the agnostics and atheists, the Muslims and the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Jews, 3/4 of the world's population all going to hell.
You mean I'll finally get a decent apartment?
Oh, no. You're going to, Missy.
So, Next Fall, a play written by Jeffrey Nofts, a new playwright to me.
The thing that I love about the play and about him as a playwright is it's not didactic. Like, we deal with religious issues in the play, but there's no neat little answer. And every side is fully shown, which I really, really adore.
It's very human.
Yes. It's humanistic.
Yeah, humanistic. So the play about two gay men in a committed relationship with a twist, with Luke being devoutly religious and his partner, Adam, an atheist. I mean, that can be a challenge in any committed relationship. Well, I guess I'll turn to the actor's studio for that. I mean, how does that difference impact the relationship, and how are they able to, you know, make it work despite those differences?
What's so beautiful about this piece is that they do love each other so much. I mean, we do see them sort of struggling with Luke's faith. But what's so beautiful is that they do love each other so much. They continue to stay together, and yeah.
Yeah, a lot of intense stuff going on. Allison, I mean, I'm just trying to think. I'm an actor. I'm taking all this in. Tell me about the process.
I had a little bit different process, I think, than other people. I'm from Charlotte, so I was driving back and forth to rehearsals in Winston-Salem. So I had a lot of time in the car and a lot of quiet time to think. And so I think JB will say I showed up almost every day and said, last night at about 11:45 at night, I had this idea about this particular line. But it's great. Actually, I spent far more time doing a lot of character analyzation, probably more so than I would in a normal play rehearsal process.
Because of the drive.
Because of the drive, yeah. I just had a lot of quiet time to think, which was good for this particular character, because I would say the first time I saw the play before I read it, and Holly was not necessarily my favorite character the first time I read it. But after spending so much quiet time with her, yeah, I grew to love her and just understand her a lot more than I did before. She's searching just like everybody else is.
I know someone like her, but how do you walk that fine line between the dry wit and cynicism?
Both she and Adam, and I think Luke, I think everybody has a little biting sense of that New York sense of humor, if you will.
Yeah.
But then also there are such loving, quiet moments that are also in the script that you get to see all facets of them. So they're very human. They have a lot of the same characteristics that all of us do. Just, you know, they're your everyday person.
Jonathan, this play, a relatively new play, what sort of challenges and opportunities does that present? Just the newness of it. And this is a Triad premiere.
the positive aspect of it is it has a fresh voice. You know, it has a sensibility that I think audiences that have been weaned on television will actually kind of enjoy. You know, it's smart and funny. And I think that actually one of the problems that we're running into, I can't believe I'm actually going to tell this story, is there's a line about Whitney Houston in our play.
Ooh.
And now I have to remove it. But that's how it's very timely. It basically takes place between the years 2005 and 2010. So I have to take this line out. I'm actually thinking about getting in contact with the playwright to see what I could put there in its place. So that's one of the hazards of doing a play that's so new.
Yeah. Tell me about Luke.
Well, Luke himself, he's a young actor living in New York City, but what sets him apart, I guess, from your sort of stereotypical idea of that type of person, he is extremely, extremely religious, and it sort of comes from a conservative upbringing and background, and Adam sort of introduces him to a less conservative lifestyle, and basically with Luke, he's struggled with his faith his whole life and his homosexuality. And how he approaches relationships, certainly. And after he meets Adam, Adam sort of changes the way he feels and approaches relationships with other men that he's certainly probably had in the past.
Family factors into this as well. Mm-hmm. Family and friends, big impact, support system.
The catalyst of the play, in the beginning of the play, we know that Luke has been in a car accident and everyone gathers into the waiting room, and that's where Adam starts to interact with his family members. Mm-hmm. He was away at a reunion and he comes into the scene where the family and Holly and friends are all there together. So Holly actually has to kind of navigate Adam through this family dynamic because they don't know about Adam at all. So Holly's actually kind of put in the hot seat and he can't show his true feelings about his lover because his parents don't know about Adam. So Holly kind of saves the day. And then we see throughout the rest of the play the conflicts about religion and about gay rights, and is it right to tell the parents or not? So it is a weird dynamic that is kind of seen. I feel bad for Holly.
Put on the hot seat.
Yeah. She's like, okay.
Oh, I can't imagine it. Do you have nightmares? you're reliving the scene?
No. A lot of the rehearsal process was spent discussing, why does Holly not tell Adam on the phone? Why does she not say, this is what's happened to Luke? Get back here as soon as possible. And there was a lot because me, Allison, would want to tell, you know, my best friend, oh my gosh, you have to get back here as soon as possible. And so we had many, many days that we would sit around and be like, why? Why is this written this way? Why? Why isn't she saying it? But we, after many hours of talking it out, we have the reasoning behind it, and you will have to watch to see. we'll keep it a little surprise.
Yeah.
Well, you have that very warm, assuring voice, Allison. So I'm sure you can pull that off.
Sort of. I don't know.
She does a wonderful job.
My thanks to Paper Lantern director Jonathan Brady and actors James French and Allison Lamb. The 2010 Tony Award nominee for Best Play is Next Fall by Jeffrey Nofts, and it's coming to the Triad for the first time, compliments of Paper Lantern Theater, March 15th through the 25th at the Ring Theater on the Wake Forest University campus. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.